The BBC asked recently why, if societies are increasingly progressive, why, quote, do people still judge couples who are many years apart in age? Unquote. It suggested this is maybe down to the Me Too movement, which has placed increased attention on power dynamics in relationships and the vulnerability of younger women to older, perhaps wealthier men and so on. In Western countries, about 8% of male-female couples have an age gap greater than 10 years, and that rises to 25% with male-male unions and 15% with female-female relationships. With 1 in 100, not an insignificant percentage when you consider the size of the population, with 1 in 100 heterosexual couples in the United States, there's an age gap of 28 years or more. On the other hand, the average age gap seems to be, or was a few years back, 2.3 years. Professor Wang Shang-Li has studied age gaps. He's an economist with Monash University's Centre for Development Economics and Sustainability. Good morning.
Hello.
Yours was a study of studies in a way as well. I mean, you've got good longitudinal data from Australia in that study you ran, but you also referred to data from around the world. And of course, attitudes towards age gaps vary around the world, don't they?
Yes, they definitely do. It depends on the culture that one is from and what sort of like been typically practiced in that country for sure.
What sort of an age gap do you think starts to raise eyebrows in a society like ours? Maybe around 15 years? What would you think?
Maybe anything closer to over 7 years or 10 years, and maybe an age gap of 7 to 10 years can be less noticeable. But I think in our study, at least, we decided to classify couples with an age difference of more than 7 years as having a large age gap.
And that's a lot of people in Western countries, isn't it? There are a lot of these unions and marriages.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we did this study.
And we're talking about heterosexual relationships here. Yeah, you didn't study gay marriages.
That's correct. It would probably be necessary to do a separate study involving gay relationships and gay marriages to get a better understanding of the dynamics, because it is possible that large age gaps, which as you say is quite common in those relationships, could, you know, actually be more stable and lead to different dynamics over time to the ones that we find in traditional marriages.
Okay. What happens with marriages or long-term relationships in the first 6 to 10 years, please?
Men who married younger wives and women who married younger husbands were initially more satisfied with their relationships, but that this satisfaction tended to decline over time at a faster rate than similar age couples. So as a result, after 6 to 10 years, their level of marital satisfaction tended to be lower on average than those of similar age couples.
Okay, is that because of wanting to be with someone as you both get older who can share your more vigorous interests, you know, walking and tramping and swimming, etc.? I suppose that's the obvious incompatibility that's possible here.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth investigating further why this decline is occurring. And one of the mechanisms which we explored in our research is the exposure to economic shocks in terms of a change in one's financial position. And using the data, we found that couples where there was an age gap were less likely to be resilient when they face negative financial shocks. So a negative financial shock could be take the form of maybe one of the partners losing a job.
Or the older spouse wants to retire and the household income drops, for example. That'd be another example, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes. In addition to economic shocks, I mean, we also explored the role of health shocks But although we found some negative effects, they were not statistically significant. It doesn't necessarily go according to this script, right? It's not this standard notion of like the older partner is rich and the younger partner is just seeking financial security. Because we find that in actual fact, in the data, the differently aged couples do not often have an older partner who is well endowed financially. In fact, it's often the case that in differently aged couples, both members are typically lower educated and have lower earnings. So this sort of calls into question some of the theoretical work or some of the notions that people have regarding the formation of such differently aged couples.
Yeah, because we only hear about the well-known ones, don't we? Leonardo DiCaprio's dating history and Emmanuel Macron and his much older wife, Brigitte, and there's George and Amal Clooney. And we think maybe, when money's not an issue, it smooths the path in a number of ways. But obviously, compatibility is possible in all manner of ways. Everybody's different.
Yeah, so when we're just talking about more normal people as opposed to the celebrities, we also found that in these relationships with age gaps, the wives were more likely to prefer traditional gender roles. The woman thinking that mothers shouldn't work and they should take care of their children when they're younger. So it is possible that, there are men and women who still yearn for these more traditional relationships.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's an argument, isn't there, that couples tend to go through life challenges and stages at a similar time. This is a point made by the BBC. And so it's important that you can continue to find common ground. I was reading it that, and I thought, but you have to be quite a lot older than the other person for this to really kick in as a factor. I mean, if you're becoming a father at age 65 and your wife is 35, you're going to struggle to play that game of basketball with your son or your daughter.
Yes.
But there's probably an optimal age gap, I'm not sure what that is, that lets you face challenges together. You don't have to be presumably within 2 years of one another.
Yes, I mean, the question of what the optimal age gap is definitely up for discussion. So how, the relationship evolves definitely will depend on an age gap, but also depends on many other factors that determine how, that helps determine how one's view of the world and one's view of the relationship changes over time.
Yeah. Dr. Wang Sheng Li is with us, an economist with Monash University's Centre for Development, Economics and Sustainability. I was reading that in 1900, the average age gap between couples in countries similar to ours was about double the gap in the year 2000. I mean, historically, people, the richer they were, probably were much more likely to marry someone far older or younger than them. That would be interesting to know, although we can't know this, can we? That the happiness comparison between then and now.
Yes, unfortunately, surveys at that time, if they were conducted at all, did not elicit responses asking
Yeah.
people how happy or how satisfied they were with their lives.
And in the old days, women were excluded from the workforce, so financial security was vital, and they aren't now. So are age gaps going to disappear or not?
So I don't think age gaps will disappear. So our research has sort of shed new light in this area in terms of showing that there is a rationale for both men and women to seek out younger partners. So if you have a shorter term horizon, say less than 6 to 10 years, you actually can become happier, more satisfied with your relationship. Because, that's what the data shows. Initially, you will be more satisfied. It's only after the decline sets in that, you will be less satisfied compared to having chosen someone who's more similar in age to you. So for someone like Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe he's very well aware of the dynamics of relationship satisfaction. Perhaps he just understands the process very well, and so in that sense, it's a completely rational choice and very rational behavior when we sort of examine, the evidence, empirical evidence behind it.
And Leonardo DiCaprio has advantages over many people in terms of fame and wealth. That's the other
Yes, so
aspect.
he can definitely continue spending his money, and so that's not an issue for him. And maybe he, probably he's not interested in having children, and so yes, so
Yeah.
his what economists refer to as one's utility function, in terms of Leonardo's utility function, clearly he places a higher premium on the initial level of satisfaction, and just trades away, his current partner whenever it dips below a certain level.
It's a cold phrase, that phrase, utility function, isn't it? I saw that UK figures suggest the number of women married to or cohabiting with a man 5 years younger has trebled since the 1970s, albeit off a low base, I imagine. But as you say, the age gap thing isn't going away.
Yes, I mean, for sure, with the increased financial independence of women, and the liberation of women, why not? I mean, and the evidence does suggest that both older men and older women, who are partnered up with younger partners are happier, more satisfied, so why not?
Young people that have said, though, seem even more judgmental of age gap relationships than their older counterparts. And of course, young people lead social change, but who knows? One final question. Which type of relationship do you think is judged more these days? Because me too would suggest still the older man, younger woman pairing. But it is such an interestingly complex area, isn't it, this?
I think, especially, you also referred to the gay relationships and gay marriages earlier in our conversation, where there tends to be larger age gaps. And, often, we see people, couples like this in the mall and the streets too. So I think it's getting more and more common. And personally, I do not get surprised whenever I see such couples on the street, and
Yeah.
I would tend to think that most people over time, because of the increasing prevalence of such couples, will gradually accept that this is part of a new cultural norm. And the reason why we do research as we did is to try to understand what the potential benefits are to the formation of such couples. And in this case, in our research, we did see at least that there was some short-term rationale and benefits for having normal couples where there was an age gap. And I'm not just talking about short-term in terms of 1 month or 1 year. 10 years is a long time for a lot of people. So, there is definitely a method to the madness, so to speak.
Yeah, interesting. And thank you for your time discussing it. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I'm very glad to be here.
Professor Wang Xiangli from Monash University's Centre for Development, Economics and Sustainability.